This is a production of Cornell University.
April 6, 2009 GPSA meeting.
This is Mario Guerrero, the EVP. It seems that I may have not started the recorder correctly, and so we are missing half of today's core meeting, but we will capture the second half.
We're going to have each caucus leader announce who the winners were for their caucus, so I'll start. For the biological sciences, we have three seats. All three seats are filled. One is for Nighthawk Evanson, one is for Brian Forster, and one is for Streich, and I don't know how to pronounce your last name, Streich. No, tell us what your last name is.
Yay!
Yay! So, congratulations, you guys. Mario.
Social sciences, I am amazed. This is an awesome group. We have all four seats. Mike Jenkins, Erica Gutierrez, Asha Sakura, and Chris Clark. Congratulations.
Karen?
Congratulations.
And Deandra, from the humanities, we have Renita Webb-Binder. Binder or Binder?
Binder.
Binder.
Deserves special applause.
So Renita is like our first humanities rep in a few years at least. So she gets a special congratulations. But, in fact, there are three humanities seats, and just one is filled, which means there are two seats vacant right now, and those get opened up as at-large seats, which means anybody within the room can run for those two seats. So I'll open up the floor to nominations for those two at-large seats. If there are no nominations, then it rolls over into the next academic year, but anybody is welcome to run. Anybody is welcome to nominate someone else or themselves. The floor is open.
Going once.
Don't be shy.
Going twice.
Don't be modest.
Don't let me say three.
Preach. Oh, but actually, so the professional schools, they elect their own members within their own school. So I've spoken with all of our representatives from the professional schools, and I think they're going to bring their new members to the party in 2 weeks, so you'll get to meet them then. I want to just try one more time. Jay, would you be interested in a nomination?
No, I
can't. Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, then do I have a motion to close nominations?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a second?
Mm-hmm.
In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Mm-hmm. All right, then the elections for today, at least, are over. Oh, yes, please. That's I'm blinded.
Sorry.
That's okay. Please.
You're enjoying it. No, I remember that last year at this meeting, in this room, we voted for the officers as well, and I was wondering why this year.
No.
I thought some other people said they did.
No.
Nope.
We voted at the Big Red Barn, CSA.
You think about it?
No. The answer to that question is no.
It's not a vote on whether to do it, it's not a vote on whether it actually happened.
The answer still is no.
So officer elections, for those of you who just won an assembly seat, those will take place in 2 weeks. Okay? So old assembly, not that you're old, outgoing assembly and incoming assembly, you're all invited to the next meeting. Please come.
Outgoing assembly, you all have to be there.
Yes, it's true. We have to have at least 13 people seated to even vote. Okay, here.
Okay.
new assembly members and new chairs.
That is correct. So, new assembly members, you will not vote on the charter, but you will vote on your officers. So, that's why both sets of people, both teams, have to be there. Okay? Plus, there's a party. And Amy O'Donnell has already planned it.
Yay!
I'll be there.
Michelle?
Yeah?
Am I correct in believing, or maybe I should be asking the charter folks, am I correct in believing that assembly members are asked first if they want to be filled committee chair position before that gets opened to the full board?
Correct.
So if people who are just elected to assembly members may want to consider it if they wanted to participate in any sort of way.
Right. So those of you who just got elected, you should consider in these next 2 weeks if you would like to run for a position. The three exec members have to be assembly voting members. The committee chair position, so FC, funding policy, advocacy, events, those can be core members. But if they don't get elected at the next meeting in 2 weeks, then those elections from the larger body would happen again next academic year. Okay, but these three seats are assembly voting members. If there are no other questions, I'll hand it over to Mario for the last bit of the meeting.
Any new business, any issues people want to bring up? It's a little late in the game, but if you want to bring it up. Then I just wanted to say, go ahead.
I just have a question.
Sure.
So there, in our caucus, a question arose. For those people who now were elected to assembly seats, could you double count and pull your position, or do you have to find a unique other individual to fill that
position? I'm going to let Nighthawk, do you want to answer
that question? So, according to the current charter, you can charter folks that this is changing, let's let me know if they hold that rigorously. But according to the current charter, you represent the area. Like social sciences or social sciences, physical sciences or physical sciences. So a new seat is opened for your field. However, even though you don't count as representing that field, you still, so for example, one reason why this may matter is if there's this new regulation in the Finance Commission, if you're applying for funds. So if Chris here, he's from communication, so if no one else stepped up from communication, he would still be filling the role of communication on the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly, but technically there is a new communication seat and he is not representing communication. Or he's representing is that clear? Yeah, for the purposes of the finance, for the Finance Commission getting money for field funding, you are still, your field is represented on the assembly, but you are not technically the representative from the assembly.
So everybody who was just elected to the assembly, you get an additional person to sit on the core next year. So communications would get an additional core rep.
And that does not have to be filled?
It should be filled. So.
And if your field has over 100 students, you have 2 seats.
That's right.
On the core. So if someone is from one of those fields, then you have a third
fill. So, you have to have someone from the field in the core to get funding
from the field? The only thing to apply for is the category that is field funding. Like, you can still apply for whatever you apply for this year, but you get that extra $200 plus $2 per student if you have someone on the core and you have a few other requirements, such as getting a charter.
So, if I'm graduating,
I'm going
to
be
part of the
school,
and we're
going to have
someone
that's going
to be at the school.
Yes,
as long as
you have someone.
Okay. Can I make a request that when the charter revision moves after our meeting on Thursday come out, or even at our meeting on Thursday, do you make sure that that is still clear in the new charter?
Yes.
This is something that's come up at a couple of our meetings.
Okay.
So, can I put you in charge of checking to make sure that
that's
really taken care of? Or just that it's in there and still clear?
Erica, you had a question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good question. So, yes, all the positions are opened up, and nominations are, I mean, it's pretty casual, if you haven't noticed. So I'm certainly very casual when it comes to Robert's Rules. But now I've lost my train of thought.
Self-nominations,
other people can nominate. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Right. It's much like the nominations were tonight for your pockets, probably. And then
but all
the divisions go down through where you start with the president, and then the new president starts taking over, except by the president, by the president for operations, and then you start going to the chair. But we do also elect the university assembly members at that meeting.
Yes.
And one of those is required to be an assembly member, but if there are people from your field would be interested
in
running for the other two positions,
we're
open to anyone.
Right.
Here. If you are interested in those positions that have been chosen, I'm trying to say something like the outgoing chair that wasn't involved.
Any other questions?
Good question. Sorry if we haven't made things clear. It's not as complicated as it may seem.
Motion to adjourn. Final floor meeting view.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Abstentions? This meeting is adjourned at 6:49.
Thanks, everybody.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.